the amazing prophecies fulfilled by the birth of Jesus Christ, an Advent devotional from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 4th, the first messianic prophecy. Eve's offspring will crush the serpent, by Dr. Randy Newman, Senior Fellow for Apologetics and Evangelism at the C.S. Lewis Institute. An Old Testament prophecy. Quote, "The Lord God said to the serpent, 'Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.'" End quote. Genesis 3, 14 through 15. Moses wrote this around 1400 BC. A New Testament fulfillment. Quote, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law." End quote. Galatians 4, verse 4. Paul wrote this between 40 and 50 AD. And another, quote, "Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil." End quote. 1 John 3, verse 8. John wrote this around 85 AD. Sometimes, while reading through the Bible, you get stuck on some unclear wording. Before that, everything seemed easy to understand. But then, something changed. You needed slower reading to make sense of the text. It might feel like you're driving on a highway when, as you approach a toll booth, your car shakes because they put rumble strips on the road to slow you down. Messianic prophecy can feel like verbal rumble strips to slow your reading down. That's how the very first messianic prophecy in the Bible, Genesis 3 verse 15, can feel. God's punishment of the serpent at first makes sense. He'll crawl on the ground and eat dust. The punishments to the man and woman that follow also seem easy to grasp. But, quote, "I will put enmity between you and the woman," end quote. Huh? Your offspring, her offspring? The serpent will have offspring? Bruise your head, bruise your heel? What's going on here? A little reflection and continued reading of the rest of the Bible, where the identity of the serpent is revealed to be the devil, helps us see the cosmic realities of this drama. The serpent and a descendant of the woman, that is, a human being, will have conflict. One side will inflict relatively minor damage, bruise his heel, but the other side will inflict a crushing blow, bruise your head. The baby we celebrate during Advent would grow to be a man who gets his heel bruised, but in that very conflict, he crushes the head of his enemy, our enemy. The head crusher defeats death. Christmas points us far beyond the manger to a battle. Those who identify with that baby also benefit from his victory. Rejoice at the wonder of his birth. Bask in the triumph of his death. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for the victory that is found in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth. See my God. sinners reconciled. Joyful, O ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the Edmund, Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Mild he lays his glory by, born that men no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing.